Liquor Talk, the men's only round for April. It starts right now. Welcome one, welcome everybody to another edition of the Liquor Talk podcast. I'm your man, Victor, and guess what? We got a round table of the fellas today. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we closing out April with a man talk. We got a great, great man talk for y'all this month. All right, let's go ahead and meet the fellas. Podcast now out of Ohio. It's the man, he's the host of the What the Shit podcast, my man DC. What's going on, man? And welcome to Look and Talk.
Happy to be here with the businesses. People, you already know who it is. DC, come for the last day for the mayhem. You dig? I'm here.
All right. Checking in Orlando, Mr. New Orleans Finest, Mr. Godfrey. How you doing today, man? Welcome to Look and Talk. It's long overdue.
Yes, long overdue. I basically appreciate it, you hear me? It's been kind of rough the past couple months, but I've been getting myself back in order, getting things back on track personally. Marching into April by the Crates of Mayhem next month.
Yes, I feel that, man. We all out here grinding. And last but not least, it's the birthday, man. It's his birthday month. I don't care. It's his birthday month all month. Let's say, turn up, buy him all gifts and stuff. It's Mr. BOC, JD Juggs in the house. My brother, my lieutenant in the house. How you doing today, man?
You already know, blessed and highly favored, ready to mash. And guess what? When we hit these topics, it's going to change your life.
Yes. What he said, we definitely going to change these topics. All right, but first, we're going to get to know some of these fellas. All right, DC, tell the people about What the Shit podcast.
It's your grandma's favorite podcast that still can be on flip phone. You know what I'm saying? We talk a lot of shit, interviews, pop culture, entertainment, the lighter side of everything, just making sure people get entertained, laugh, and enjoy themselves for the night. If only for one night, you can enjoy it with us.
That's what's up. Now, where can people find your podcast?
Shit, any and everywhere. You know, Spotify, iTunes, iHeart, Pandora, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch. Yeah, pretty much everywhere, man. Beepers, cell phones. you know what I mean? You flip your phone, and here we go. You know, we do like to give the people the opportunity to be able to find us everywhere, man. Instagram, What the Shit_podcast, the website, What the Shit. podcast.com. Check it out. I've been flacking on it. I ain't did shit since January, but you know, yeah.
That's what's up, man. Hey, man, shout out to everybody that still got beepers and stuff and all that other stuff, man. Y'all get with the damn times, man. God damn.
Nah, don't tell them to get with the times, brother. We still out here, man. I need them. Man,
back in the 80s, it felt weird watching motherfuckers on the beepers. Like, oh shit, somebody beat me. I gotta call them. I'm like,
are them big ass fucking Miami Vice phones? Them shit's ridiculous, man.
that is crazy. Hey, Godfrey, tell people about what you got going on, because I know you told me you wrote a couple of books and stuff.
Yes, sir. Self-published author. Got a couple books I got published on Amazon. One of the books is called America, the Beautiful Corporation. It's a book about showing people how to make moves in America as far as like financing, insurance, how the entertainment business work, real estate, things in that magnitude. And I got a book that just came out about a year and a half ago called The Player's Playbook. I'm setting it up as a 4-part series, Jeremy. It's pretty much, it's a self-help relationship book, because how relationships here in 2024, you know, as we talk behind the scenes, how like soft boy scenes and like masculine women energy. I'm like, it's too much of that backwards role reversal. So I just say, you know, I wrote a book and I said, no, let's talk about the real.
You already know what it is. Hey, we got to get on the real. All right, fellas. The first thing we got to jump into is we got to send our condolences to the Simpson family. We got to say rest in peace to OJ. Listen, it is what it is. Whatever y'all perception is, whether he did it or whether he not did it, the man did his time for something else, you know what I'm saying? So I got to say rest in peace, you know what I'm saying? But the one thing I hate about it is how people will still talk down on somebody, even in their death. Like, if you didn't have the balls to say it to them in their face, why the hell do y'all still talk so much shit about somebody, even though they passed away?
You know, I think it's funny because you see a lot of these type of celebrities coming out, and they got all types of stuff to say, but they ain't they didn't want to say it before, probably because they were scared they could potentially be allegedly another victim. So it's just interesting to see, you know, people put salt on the man's name. Look, those folks, they always talk about beating the system. They always talk about manipulating the system. Well, guess who beat the system and got to live quite a long time to tell about it? Listen, R.P. O.J., technically, he didn't do nothing wrong.
Technically.
Yeah. So, I mean, when it comes to O.J., to speak on your Pern beat, why people talk down on individuals even after he died, I remember there was a situation that happened maybe a year or two ago that was like one of the queens of England, she passed away and they found out like literally when she died, she was racist or something like that.
Yeah, she was a colonizer. She was a queen colonizer.
Yeah.
I'm so like, how the hell y'all didn't know that beforehand? Like,
she looked racist.
Exactly. My friend exactly showed me you waited till she died for y'all to find out like she was a queen colonizer or she was racist. It's like social media has this mentality. It's like the virtual version of like the customer's always right. And they're not. They just want to argue for the sake of arguing. Some people, it kind of exposed them more of how miserable they truly are or just how entitled they are when they feel tough behind the keyboards or over their phone. Like, at the end of the day, yeah, OJ wasn't perfect. He thought he was one of them when he was this big football player and became this superstar celebrity. Like, I remember telling somebody on a sports page, Jeremy, he was Tiger Woods before Tiger Woods from a mainstream aspect. Like, the white people loved OJ. Until it got to that point when that incident with Nicole Simpson. That's when, like, they switched up on him. Like, if we followed the whole story with OJ, even when they had the documentary and the movie, I think it was like a little movie or like a little series starring Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the people were all OJ. About
that. Yeah. I forgot all about that shit.
Yeah, so, I remember like,
they
that.
Told OJ about OJ. OJ. Yeah. So, like, when you look at that from that perspective, like, you saw how, like, he was – you know, disliked by certain people, and he was still respected by certain people. But at the end of the day, he still was a human being. He still was a successful football player. He was a mainstream guy. And even when he got out of jail, because if you remember, he took that little incident. I think he had sentenced to, like, what, a couple of years for the auction or whatnot? Or he was...
Yeah, about to- it was something about some auction where he stole his memorabilia back or something like that. And they gave him 33 years. It felt like to me that they were getting him for that.
That was a get back. They had nothing to do with his memorabilia. It was like, you got away with one thing. We got you on this nigga. We gonna make you pay for it. It's exactly. Always that if you get away with some shit as a nigga, sooner or later, they gonna come back around and try to get right. You know what I'm saying? Something justice. Try to make it seem like, oh, well, we're not petty. We just, you know, he committed a crime, but like, nigga, he stole back his shit. Like, of course, he had a gun. Let's not leave out the nigga had beat the gunpoint and back the nigga around. But I mean, you know, it's my shit. Why can't I get my shit back? But it was that's all it was to get back. It was a big right for white people.
Yeah, it was definitely to get back for white people. But I know they got pissed off when he was eligible. They found out he was eligible for parole, and they. Parole board approved them to get off. So,
I mean,
so in that sense, it's like, you know, you did your time, like, and he got approved for parole, and he's been quiet ever. Every once in a while, I see him on social media, but ain't like he out here doing stupid shit. But you know,
OJ was doing some shit, bro. You might not have seen it in mainstream media, but OJ was a menace. He was lauding how he did shit, got away with it on Twitter. He wrote a book. If I did it, how I would get it.
That book. I remember that.
Yeah, he wrote that book before he went to jail, though.
Yeah, way before he went to jail. It was like a year or two after.
It was either right before or after he went to jail. That's when he wrote that book.
The fact that he wrote
the non-guilty verdict.
He beat the system, bro.
No pun intended.
One of the proud, not the Marines, O.J. Simpson.
He beat the system because also he had money to beat the system. Because you saw that stacked law, he had all them high power lawyers in his pocket. Of course he's gonna beat the system. Of course he's gonna beat the system.
And that leads us into pop culture, because wasn't his lawyer the father of some very famous people in the media right now? Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Rob Kardashian.
Yeah.
Kardashian.
Yes.
His daughter,
so one thing begets another. One thing begets another. It's interesting. Very interesting.
You notice I seen that. Y'all notice y'all seen that tweet from was it Bruce/Caitlyn Jenner talking about good riddance?
Yeah, and that's what inspired the topic right there. I'm like, why the hell you sitting up here saying anything when you allegedly ran somebody over and you didn't get no jail time? So why are you talking? And also, you hate yourself enough to have a sex change. So also, why the hell is you talking?
he met Chloe's OJ baby.
That is OJ's baby. Hey, just like him.
How you delete yourself to become somebody else and then win Woman of the Year?
Man, oh.
I don't get it
because we live in America and I made this rant on my show. Like, America is the worst place ever, but let white people tell me we the best country on earth. And it's like, how we broke, we owe motherfuckers money, we do weird shit, we get distracted by shit, and then we let people win like glamour awards that don't even matter, but it matters. Like, I don't know, man. This shit is weird.
I mean, there's a website dedicated to the debt watch, and we're like $20 trillion in debt. So. Yeah.
$1 trillion.
Who paying that? I ain't paying it.
Yeah, but that's my thing. Like, you on my back about $50. I owe you $50 or some back tax or some bullshit like this. But you owe China $30 trillion. I think you need to get your priorities straight because my little $50 ain't gonna help.
Like, I can't. Don't even get me started on how much you owe HBCUs. You know what I'm saying,
bruh.
Y'all owe HBCUs trillions of dollars,
man. They owe black people trillions of dollars.
They owe everybody. Yeah. America, as a debt client, would be like a crackhead on a crack, you know, crack deal of crack. Like, this shit, like, it don't make no sense how we owe motherfuckers so much money, but yet still we so powerful. Nigga, we broke. Like, we broke as fuck. And letting still, we out here trying to do big daddy shit. Like, we got champagne jeans and beer money. I don't get how.
Bro, we fronted this country like 250 years of free labor, bro.
It's America's karma, you hear me?
And like, they still broke.
And here's the question.
You got a damn big ass head start like that, and you're still broke.
How is that possible, bro?
America.
Check it out, you hear me? I literally said within the past 8 years after Obama left the White House, I said, this is America's karma. And I'm a person who believes in like reciprocation. What you put in is what you get back in return. So, if you remember when the presidential election took place, it was Trump versus Hillary Clinton. Now, looking back at it, you're thinking to yourself, like, it's Democrat versus Republican. When in actuality, looking back at it now, you realize, like, dude, we were set up for the okie doke from jump. We knew Trump was gonna win. That's what they wanted in the White House to begin with, because it's an old biblical hierarchy where he says submit to a woman is a sign of weakness. So if they would have put Hillary in that White House, it'd have been some form of like biblical hierarchy saying that we have like downgraded as like men. So they had to get like Trump in that position.
So what you're saying, it was the best of a bad decision. It was the worst of two worlds. That we, you know,
the lesser of two evils.
Damn if you do, damn if you don't, type of situation. I can dig it. I believe it.
And now when you look at with the riots and stuff like that, I never met a person. I lived in the White House when Trump got in office. To this day, everything I needed to know about Trump in the White House, he wanted to run The Apprentice. Why he wanted to be in the White House? That's all I need to know. You mean to tell me you had a show that was a decade old and you want to run The Apprentice while you in the White House?
He was running the White House like The Apprentice.
That's exactly what he was doing. He was running it like a business, and it's just some shit you were doing. You don't even make sense. Like, you are so focused on dumb shit, the shit you need to be worrying about, you're not worrying about.
Listen,
he too busy paying porn stars.
Listen, how you become president of the United States and you've been bankrupt 7 times?
I was gonna say this man is not a businessman. If I ever needed business advice, and it was Donald Trump. Or a stray dog. I'm asking a stray dog.
He built a casino in Atlantic City and it failed, and he ain't paid the people who built it.
What about his Trump Towers? The motherfuckers, he ain't paid nobody.
This damn, nigga ain't paid for Trump Towers. Why?
No, how are they still in the building if you ain't paid for the damn
Towers? 30 years of back taxes on the Trump Towers.
Matter of fact, didn't he say like his first millions of dollars was from his dad or his grandpa? Yeah,
his dad fronted him, and he ran that money.
And check this out. Check this out, fellas. Recently, in a civil case in New York, a black woman, Letitia James, they actually judged against him. It was like $450 million of a judgment. And he'd been begging for a bond to hold it off so he don't have to pay it. Now, out of his mouth, he said he a billionaire. So why can't he pay his fee?
Yeah, if you're a billionaire, then what's the point? You lying about your money. If you're a billionaire, you should go ahead and break the things off. Like, look how fast Diddy sell that shit with Cassie. You know how fast he sell that shit. If Diddy can sell that shit, then what the fuck you doing, Trump? You think some of these damn gold shoes is gonna do something too? Y'all see them ugly ass shoes, rent. Them gold force ones he was selling?
Them look like some lugs.
Oh boy.
He said his damn won't walk for that cheesecake. Bought them too. That's the crazy thing. All his supporters were buying them. I'm like, y'all more stupid than I thought y'all were.
This is what I'm trying to explain to people. This is America's karma. When he lost that election to Biden, and that's a whole nother story. Like, you realize, like, this dude did all this temper tantrum and pouting and stuff like that. And then we didn't even realize, we forgot the whole time, the dude was literally fighting the case. He was literally supposed to be impeached. And somehow, some way, he got to finish his 4-year terms. And then when he did win, he had a whole riot.
It's true. And the crazy thing about it is, to this day, we're in the next presidential cycle. To this day, he says, hashtag stop the steal. He still believes he's the president, and the people that voted for him still believe he's the president behind the scenes.
And they're the same motherfuckers that believe we got power and money.
We got power and money, but China over here brokering deals about to take over the world and stuff.
We got pocket change. China got money. We owe motherfuckers $30 trillion. We cash strapped. We ain't got shit.
The government owes them money. We not bad
because I don't know shit. Whatever you got for me, you think pick a date and we'll both be surprised if I pay. But I'm trying to pay.
Take going up out of here because I ain't paying. It ain't gonna happen.
I will get my passport and become a passport broke before I pay you fuckers. How about that? You know what I'm saying?
God damn.
I will get my
hold on,
because there are a whole bunch of other countries that treat black people better.
He already got a plan.
I'm already talking with somebody about, like, I found out, like, I can own a hair salon in, like, Nigeria for, like, $200.
What?
So trust and believe. $200.
Hey, man, we might have to go to
right now, looking in their pocket like, God damn.
I've been on the motherland. That's my bucket list. I've been thinking about getting me some land because I've been seeing how America's going to be shaped up. So I'm like, yo, we already know where the direction in America's heading. I might as well be like, look, let me get my bread together, get my credit together, get some land in Africa. Because even though they got that little, the new currency with the BRICS going on, that U.S. currency is still like the fifth most valuable currency. You could get you some little land out there.
It's true.
See, the smart thing will be just go ahead and get the land while America's currency has the value, because the way this shit going right now, it's about to drop.
Hey, bro, you know what? I proclaim that black people should take the state of Georgia, kick all them racists out. That's our state. Well, I don't want Georgia.
We're gonna move all the racist folks to West Virginia. They ain't got nothing there.
They already there.
Nothing.
Move their asses to Wyoming. How about that?
Move to the swamps in Louisiana.
Nah, man, they need like a North or South Dakota type deal. I want to see that, where it's nothing but like desert.
Matter of fact, why don't we take over Wyoming and call it OJ Wyoming?
I don't know. Wyoming a weird place too, though, dog.
See, here's the thing. I think for us black folks, we need to be around some water, and we need it to be warm. Yeah.
Wyoming,
I know only three black people.
It's too cold, bro. Way too cold.
Yeah, I need something tropical, at least.
You know what's in Wyoming? You know what's in Wyoming?
No.
Far Cry 5. That's what's in Wyoming. Ain't nothing but Far Cry 5 in Wyoming. I don't want none of that.
Yeah, I'm good. I ain't even play that. I know what you're talking about.
Hell yeah.
I'm good. I don't need no David Koresh. I ain't drinking nobody's Kool-Aid. I don't want none of that bullshit.
I don't need none. Yeah. You're right. You know what? Now that I think about it, I don't need none of that. You know what I'm saying?
I'll take it.
So we got to figure out a better place to take over. But now that I think about it, we don't need none of that, y'all.
Nah. If we take it over Georgia, if we wanted to, we could easily take over Mississippi and Alabama. Because let's be honest, the old racist folks, they're dying off.
True.
But they're being replaced. They are being replaced.
They had taught their kids, though, and Mississippi just seemed like they can't get right anyway.
Yeah. Nope.
Do you see how they treat people in Jackson, the capital? Like, I heard something that said black police officers came full of white people. What the
yeah.
fuck? Yeah, it's crazy in Jackson. That's why Dion left and went to Colorado.
I bet. In Colorado, it's the whitest motherfucker out here.
I heard, exactly. don't quote me on this, but a little birdie told me that Dion had put in a couple $100,000 into the program and he didn't get his money back.
No, that's true. Actually, his checks from Jackson State, he was getting paid like $250,000 a year. So Dion said, don't you worry about paying me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that shit was a high school level fucking facility when he got there.
Yeah, yeah.
Man. I'll never be able to.
Actually, I went to HBCU, so I can agree to it because I didn't see FAMU's facilities. I'm like, yeah, that's definitely believable.
Oh, yeah, I seen FAMU facilities on TV. That shit was depressing. I was like, yo.
Yeah, I used to visit FAMU when I used to come out there for Pajama Juice Jam and Goombe. So, yeah.
Wait,
yeah, it's a fun time.
Whoa.
Yes, there's a party called Pajama Juice Jam.
No, he said something after that.
Goombe. It was a cool thing. It's called Goombe.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Now, if you want a what the shit moment, Earl Spill. That's Earl a whole other story. Yeah.
Man,
with the pew dog. That's a what the shit moment.
Chuck over there. Yeah. He ain't said nothing.
Lo siento. Lo siento.
Gracias, señor.
Freak Neek type shit. You don't want to get caught up. Statutes of limitations is still on your ass. I got you.
I mean,
you plead the fifth.
I don't want to do all that.
I don't want to incriminate my
I'm like, hey, bro, your wife know you were young, bro.
When I was young, seeing that life was so wonderful, wonderful.
He ain't supposed to talk about that.
Let me stop.
Was that hot tub time machine? He got a box called Florida. He was supposed to open that big cup. He ain't supposed to have it. It was supposed to have been burnt about 20 years ago. He still hold on.
Listen, man.
Another level, man. Those were fun times. Fun times, fellas. All right, fellas. Ladies and gentlemen, if y'all know by now, this is Liquor Talk. The more you drink, the better we sound. Pull up that liquor because this podcast is going to sound a whole lot better. Fellas, what the hell y'all think of this soft man era shit, man? I thought some shit on TikTok where the men were talking about, there was some gentleman talking about something, we should end our soft man era and stuff because some of the shit that's been asked of us by women is so ridiculous. Like, what the hell do y'all think about that? Because I'm sitting there like, fellas, are you out your mind? What woman is going to agree to that?
Is this like a serious thing or is a nigga joking? Because I can't take nobody serious who say some stuff like that. I don't think we should be like cavemen, you know, in this kind of century, you know, where we just like work and just like, you know what I'm saying, do all that. But the ex woman be like, oh yeah, I don't want to do shit. I just want to put my feet up and get pedicures and you pay all the bills. Like that shit just don't sit well in my spirit. Like, you know what I mean? Like I can't fathom that motherfuckers is out here really saying this shit. Like with a straight.
It is. Somebody really did say that shit on TikTok, and I'm like, bro, you gotta be kidding me. Because I'm about if you down for that, I'm gonna think somebody snatched your soul. You must have sold your soul or something.
So Vic, can you like explain? Because I haven't seen this trend. So what exactly is
what the man was saying in the video was the soft girl, the soft man era is basically we demand things of women that they demand of us because women are out here making money. So they were like, I demand her to pay some bills, to pay her to do everything while I just sit around and chill. I can't make this up, dog. I can't make this up. I saw the damn TikTok. I'm like, are you serious?
Vic, I'm gonna stay there, bro.
I'm gonna let y'all go ahead.
I got nothing, bro.
I'm gonna say this right now, bro. If you are a heterosexual man, you better not participate. And soft boy. That's so all I'm going
to say. So that's is that what like it's called? Soft boy? Because that sounds weird as fuck to me. Just bro. That's just the name got me wanting to not participate, nigga. I don't even put what the ad for. Just if I see a group of fucking 25 to 45 year old niggas talking about, yeah, we in our soft boy era, I'm smacking the fuck out of somebody. That just don't make no sense. There's no reason you should be
talking about. You know what? I have to agree with that.
That sounds creepy as fuck. That sounds super weird.
That sounds feminine as fuck to me. And I'm like, no.
So, such a coincidence you bring up the soft man era. Before I got your DM, Yerman, let me know that y'all getting ready for the show. I literally was watching like a little skit from like a comedian's name of T.K. Kirkland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he says something in this comedy sketch. He said, men have become the new women. And it's gotten to the point where it's like, when y'all were talking, you know, about the soft man era, I was thinking to myself, like, so what's the difference between the soft man era and a broke nigga era?
Ooh.
So, in perspective, like, technically, isn't that, like, in the same realm, the woman making money, the dude leeching off the woman?
Technically not, because the broke man era is the nigga just ain't got no job and he ain't trying to work. This is niggas literally probably working but being like, I just want to sit at home now.
And like we live in this generation where, like, if you could tell just off dudes actually endorsing foolishness like the soft man era, it boggles my mind because, like, they're literally grown men entertaining foolishness of that magnitude. It's like no different when, like, when women be calling dudes sassy if they show emotions and shit like that. Like, did y'all come across something like what's her name? K. Michelle. She was on this live and she was talking about, like, she can't deal with a man who cries and things of that nature.
I seen that and I dismissed it because, I mean, that's just it's kind of a double-edged sword because it's like, oh, men need to be more emotional, and then when we do, it's like, oh, you soft. But you know what I'm saying? You get some shit needs to get you later on. This shit is weird. That's why I'm participating. None of that bullshit. It just seems stupid. Like, what do you want?
And it shows you right then and there off the bat. It shows more the problem with the woman than the dude, more than the dude. Because it shows that certain women don't know how to handle a vulnerable guy.
Right. Not and a lot of ones stuff. That don't know how to handle a vulnerable man, you wonder, are they single or are they in a relationship? If they're in a relationship, I guarantee that man probably cheating on them.
8 out of 10 times,
you know what? People can do whatever they want. It's a free country, right? If you want a woman that ain't looking like Brittany Griner, you will not participate in this trend.
You said you want a woman that don't look like Brittany Griner?
Hold on. I'm the biggest fan of the WNBA. N.O., am I lying? Am I a fan of the WNBA, yes or no?
You know, you're one of the most loyal WNBA fans I know.
Thank you. Now,
Go ahead.
Now, if you're a heterosexual man and you participate in this, you signing your own certificate for your DMs to be dried in the Sahara Desert.
Damn.
Some of these dudes gonna be
down. Don't do it.
Some of these dudes gonna be out here looking soft, you know, gonna be dressing up like Simone Augustus.
Damn.
Woo.
Simone Augustus. Hey. Damn.
Oh my god.
I got nothing. I got nothing, yo.
Oh my goodness. So you don't see me doing things like that, bro.
God damn, dog.
Hey, what they say, Yerman? The more you drink, the better the conversations.
Oh, hey,
that's a fact. Woo. This is men's all around, y'all. By the way, shout out to them South Carolina Gamecocks, undefeated, won the national championship. CNN, y'all ain't shit. CNN, why the fuck would y'all post this damn Caitlin, whatever her name is?
You know why? I've watched something and it made sense to me. A guy said, Roy Woods Jr. came out and said, I like Clayton Clark because white America feels less angry when they have some kind of great white hype, kind of, you know, superstar hero. It makes them feel at ease. You know what I mean? So that's why they try to grow up.
Pretty much like they feel like a part of something.
Yeah, they feel because, you know, black athletes is killing it in every sport. Soccer, hockey, whatever. So, you know, when they can get one that they pop up, you know, kind of Steph Curry style, LeBron, you know, something like that, you know, they're going to run with that. They're going to take that to the bank.
Hey, yo, DC, let me add on to your perk. Black people are good at a lot of things, but that's a whole different conversation.
True.
And I just got to throw in here, you know what I'm saying, as an avid fan that's been a W fan, going back over 10 years before people jumped on the bandwagon, Don Staley, one of the greatest coaches of all time, men or women's basketball. But it tripped me out how in the biggest moment of women's basketball history, a coach went undefeated in the NIL era. And they showing Caitlin Clark.
Thank you, bro.
Just like what DC said. They
got to have a hero, man.
Make it make sense, bro, because this team is full of lottery picks, bro. She got freshmen playing they minds out, bro. And you going to show Caitlin Clark? She's Steph Curry with less defense.
That's greatness.
That's their greatness. That's their Ernie Ailes. That's their Roy McElroy.
Man,
they know for a fact Caitlin Clark built like Ronnie Sutton. They know for a fact Caitlin Clark built like Ronnie Sutton.
Damn! Oh, hell no, man.
Hey, man, I can't
over here dropping bombs today, man.
I can't work like this.
We over here dropping bombs. I'm like, damn.
I thought I was toxic. This nigga Godfrey on some other level shit, boy. I'm with it.
Godfrey on some tonight. Godfrey, keep
pouring that shit up,
bro. it's a shame, but we know the people who witnessed it knew. You know what I'm saying? That there was more viewers for the women's championship than it was for the men's, and honestly, the game was just better. Yeah. It was much more entertaining to watch.
It was a lot more entertaining. I'm with you there because on the men's side, we already knew Connecticut was going to win that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I didn't have to fill out a bracket. I already knew Connecticut was going to win that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, but on the ladies' side, it was a little more intriguing.
Also tell at the same time, they needed to build a storyline because if you notice the whole time, they were focusing on Caitlin Clark. Iowa was straight to the back burner. All they did, they was too focused on like Caitlin Clark finishing the story with LSU. They done totally forgot. Like, you do know, like, you about to go up against Dawn Staley in South Carolina.
This is the same Dawn Staley team that you knocked out last year. They want some get back, you know what I'm saying? Because you knocked them out last year and then you got your ass whooped by LSU. Now Dawn Staley waiting, like, come here. Here, a little Hawkeye. Bring that ass here.
Let me give y'all a little.
One of the players last year got trapped by Caitlin Clark. So she remembered that for a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And so Hollywood Raven Johnson, she got waved off like Eno said. She waited. She didn't say nothing in the media. She buy her time. So you mean to tell me the women's greatest shooter of all time got shut down by a 5'11 point guard, and she had three steals off her. She went 7-for-20 when she was guarding her and won the South Carolina Gamecocks, Lady Gamecocks, the game?
Mm-hmm.
How come she ain't getting no NIL deals? How come she ain't in the media tour? How come she not on the podcast tour? How come she wasn't on the Pivot? How come she wasn't on ESPN? How come she wasn't on the Atlantic? How come she wasn't on MSNBC?
Not really, because remember, they did that for Flage and Angel Reese.
They got kicked out of the tournament. They didn't make it all the way, bro.
Yeah, they lost in the Final Four, though.
But I think what it is Flage and Angel Reese was personalities. So, you know, you get a loud black woman who talking that shit, you're going to put them on TV for better or worse. You know, Raven John, she's a quiet person. You know what I'm saying? She ain't really, you know, the flashy type. So that's pretty much why she probably didn't want it. Some people show up to play the game and win. Like, I don't need all the extras. You know what I'm saying? Give my money later on. I'm here to play. We here for game time.
If you look at that South Carolina team, Dawn Stanley, the recruiter, hope she turned them women into dogs where they just wanted on the floor, you know what I'm saying?
They all had Dawn Stanley's mentality of the game is bigger than personal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't know, Juggy. The Final Four next year in Tampa, you trying to slide?
Bruh, we going. If it's in Tampa next year, bro, we going.
Right, it's going to be in Tampa next year. 2025 is going to be in Tampa.
We going, bro. We gotta do it. Especially if USF playing.
Now, if USF make it to the Final Four, yeah, we definitely gonna have to. If they make it to the Final Four, we're gonna definitely have to slide.
Yes, sir. But yeah, shout out to Dawn Stanley. Give me your flowers. We appreciate you. I'm sure there's so much work behind the scenes that she's done to help these girls out. To really bring them at the top level. They have a whole bench that's better than half the teams in the country. Have them to buy into that vision.
They better than more than half, brother. Undefeated.
Bruh, that's legit. That's legit.
Also, shout out to Dawn Stanley to still give Caitlin Clark her flowers, though, because she knew you had to do that. But she had enough respect for her game to, like, I'm still going to give you your flowers, even though, you know what I'm saying?
We just beat your ass.
I'm giving you flowers.
Yeah, I agree. And you know.
But, go ahead.
You know, for a fact, the WNBA, if they smart, they better capitalize on these upcoming drafts because Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark and, what is it, Paige Buckner?
No. Yeah.
Are they all coming out to the draft?
Yeah, all of them come out
to the draft. Next year.
Yeah, some of them coming out next year because they got NIL deals that pay good. So they're trying to translate it into endorsements so they can have something to go along with their WNBA paycheck. Since, you know, they're still coming out with the collective bargaining agreement for WNBA. They're trying to re-ratify it next year, trying to bump it up to the six figures for the rookies because they know they got to keep up with what they're offering in the college game so they don't lose them overseas. So, again, yeah, we definitely got to go next year. It'll be a great live event. Me, N.O., Real V. Jones, you know what I'm saying? At the Women's Final Four, you know what I'm saying? We do a pick'ems to see who's going to come out on top. You know what I'm saying? That would be dope.
I mean, I'm telling y'all right now, I'm picking South Carolina because South Carolina returned to most of their team next year. They already done said it. They said most of their teams come back next year. And another note about the WNBA, the Indiana Fever are going to have more national TV games than any other team because they got the number one pick, and you already know who they're going to take number one.
And you know, I'm not mad at them, but let me tell y'all something right now. Y'all remember this before it happens. I know most of y'all don't watch the WNBA. That's your business. I do. That's my thing. Let me tell y'all something right now. You thought Raven Johnson shut down Caitlin Clark? Caitlin Clark going to struggle her first year. You hear me?
She's going to
struggle her first year. They're gonna take a special exception to letting her take them shots. I'm telling you right now before it happens.
I'm going to add on to your perm. I think it's either with Diana Taurasi or Sue Bird was like, yo, we ready for you. OG Taurasi was like, we waiting for you. They already got it on the calendar already. I think it's June 3rd.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they ready.
They ready.
She got a lot of work to do. She got a lot of work to do because I'm telling you, Diana Taurasi, she be getting them calls and she be LeBroning out there, bro. So she gonna have to do a lot better. That's what I know for sure.
And not to mention, you're gonna have to run into the Las Vegas Aces. You know what I'm saying? They holding down the crown right now. The Las Vegas Aces out here, they want the smoke, you know what I'm saying?
Bro,
that's the one game I'm really looking forward to.
You come in the paint with them weak takes, Asia Wilson gonna be there. She gonna stomp you out, bro. She gonna stomp you out.
It's only one game I'm really looking forward to in the WNBA, and that's Caitlin Clark versus Sabrina Ionescu. That's the only game I'm looking forward to.
Brother, she's not ready.
I'm a fan of Sabrina Ionescu. She nice. She reminds me of Steve Nash.
Bro, yeah. Caitlin, she better put on some weight, bro. I'm telling you right now, because, woo.
Exactly.
Yeah. And also, shout out to Golden State, because Golden State's supposed to be getting a WNBA team in 2025, so shout out to them, too. They getting a WNBA team in 2025.
Yes, sir. Shout out to the Warriors. Steph Curry now.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Look and Talk. I'm so, yes, we talk about everything. We talk about the WNBA as well. Yes, we talk. Yes, grown men. Y'all think us men don't watch the WNBA? We do be watching the WNBA. All right. We'll get to something that Juggy brought up to me like a few weeks ago. Juggy asked me a question. Why don't men commit to good women? Like, They got this woman out here doing everything in the world under the sun, but yet you won't commit to her. You'll still see her as a friend and stuff. So, fellas, pulling this straight from Juggy, like, why do y'all feel like if men don't commit to good women?
We're selfish. Plain and simple, we're selfish. We are the type of people, and the problem with certain men is we don't take accountability for our decision-making. We try to find every type of tactic to keep her around while we like entertain other women. You know you got a good thing going on, but you will wait till she's ready to get out the door to commit to her. Like, nah, bro. You got a good one right there, lock that down.
Yeah.
To that woman. We just want to entertain all and then Tamika and all these type of women and stuff like that. Like, bro, forgive me for saying this, but pussy come and go, but a good woman is forever.
Hello. DC, what do you think?
It's hard to say because, you know, we got some dumb niggas who have a good thing they don't realize. I'm just calling it like it is, bro. Who just don't realize what a good woman is because they ain't never really had one. They used to mess with, you know, hood chicks and hood rats. So they get somebody who do stuff and, you know what I'm saying, want to see them succeed. It's weird to them sometimes. So sometimes you got a hard time of trying to transition from the nonsense that you've been doing, love hopping and all that, to a woman who actually, you know, goes to work and stays home and don't do too much, actually read books and shit. You know, listen to Erica or India Irie and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, meditate,
yeah,
shit like that. You know what I'm saying? They just be in a different mental state. So sometimes you ain't mentally ain't ready. And you just don't realize you ain't ready and you over your head, but you know, niggas gonna nigga, niggas gonna try into that last fight until they either get it or they don't, or she leaves.
In my response, I'm gonna go a different route. So y'all ride with me on this one, you know, because I was preparing for this, knowing that the men's only round, you know what I'm saying? We got 504 in the house, we got DC in the house, we got Real V Jones in the house. I got some good stuff for y'all on this one. How many of y'all remember? A lot of y'all watch ball. A lot of y'all watch the NBA. How many of y'all remember Paul George got that chick pregnant, knowing that she wasn't wiping material because he was out here being reckless? He ended up wiping up because it was cheaper. Because of lack of self-discipline, lack of self-control. Blake Griffin, he knew who she was. Before he went up in there, what did he do? He got her pregnant. Now, PJ Washington, I'm going to give him a break because Brittany was predator in his behind. Before he was even old enough to really understand what was popping. Some people say it's his fault. I'm going to give him a little break because of how old he was when everything happened. And she snaked him and she got up in there. What's the commonality in all these things? You have a lot of black men in the public sphere. Not all of them, because you got your Denzels out there. You got your Tay Diggs and other individuals out there that hold it down. You got your Boris Cujos. But they're not really out front like that. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of black men who are at the top of the public sphere, and They're very messy. Will Smith, prime example. Look at the way he treated his wife. Look at the way Jada treated him. That's not good for, you know what I'm saying, boys to see. That's not good stuff, especially for black men. Let's just be straight up and down about it. The people who should be role models are unknown, and they're not on social media. They're not in the public sphere. And so a lot of these dudes see what these NBA dudes doing. They think they can do the same thing. Like, look at Boosie. He got six baby mamas. Don't none of them look good, bro. Godfrey, he from your neck of the woods. Am I lying?
I mean, he is built like a crawl gator, yeah.
Damn.
Look.
Damn, he over there roosting. Even Boosie here to smoke. Damn,
Godfrey. I don't know how Boosie entered the chat and caught it straight that quick. God
damn. Oh my goodness. Boosie entered the chat for 5 seconds and caught it straight. God, I'm like, God damn.
That nigga 56 shots. God damn.
That nigga be foaming at the mouth and still getting pussy. Like, hey. Like, hey.
What'd you say? At the corner of his white.
Boosie was a problem. He had them twerking on Instagram Live and then begging them to play Instagram account when he got kicked off.
Oh my goodness, bro. I haven't laughed like this in a minute, bro.
Damn. Appreciate you for coming. Ooh. I know you ain't gonna be back.
I needed this year.
This boy, shit.
Got me dropping pounds, man. What the heck, bro?
But look, bro.
My whole point was, you know, a lot of the rappers, you know, they got multiple kids. I can't remember the one dude name. He got the daughter of Floyd Mayweather pregnant. He got like 8 or 9
young
kids.
Boy.
Yeah, young boy.
He's from your neck of the woods too, Godfrey.
Baton Rouge, yeah.
And I feel like if we get to them young, if we get to young men at a young age, and they have role models come to their schools, come to their communities, and show them how things are supposed to be done, so much of this stuff can be avoided. There's just a lot of unguided men out there. There's a lot of men don't have mentors. There's been many shows, many men's only rounds that V and I have done where we talked about, and nothing wrong with getting therapy. We all need therapy living in this country, bro. Especially black men. And so, you know, a lot of these men, you know, they have, you know what I'm saying, good women, and they don't know how to treat them, and they don't know how to hold on to them. Yeah, they're selfish, but the lack of guidance, a lot of people keep you accountable around you. That's also...
I'm going to let you finish. I want to ask a question. I want to ask the panel a question. All
right. No, go ahead.
All right, so let me see if I can contextualize this question. So let's say, for instance, y'all meet this beautiful woman at your current state. Like, y'all ain't got the money like the NBA players, but let's say, like, at your current state, if you just entry-level working at a warehouse, you see this woman, like, aesthetically, she's like an 8 or a 9, and you want to pursue that. She denies you because you don't fit her standards. But that because her rejection, she motivates you to step your game up, get you that 5-figure, 6-figure gig. And then when you come back and you got your weight up and now you done built you some stature, now that same woman wants to come to you. So I want to ask the panel, did you downgrade or did you upgrade because you got the woman?
I feel like it's a downgrade. Because if you ain't want me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best.
Thank you. Thank you.
So this is the problem with what you said, Juggy. The reason I love what you said, it ties to the point I'm about to make. A lot of these players, a lot of these rich folks ain't never really had structure like that. Like, for instance, the dudes you're talking about with NBA Youngboy and Blake Griffin, we seeing that now with Jalen Green. In a month's span, this dude got like 3 kids, and 2 of them, he got pregnant literally on the same day. When you get money, you don't know how to act. It's to go back to what you said, this lack of discipline. I'm seeing it now, like with Zion, like when you got money, you got access to a lot of things. That's how the game goes. But the problem is, if you don't have no mentorship, no guidance, when it don't really attract to the home and you go out there with money and you a lost cause, you're going to have, like, conflicted problems. So when you got a lot of these dudes spending millions of dollars on a piece of ass that they know they can get anywhere from any woman because that money warrants you that access, and you don't know how to act with it, you get these problems that you see with child support and like baby mama and baby daddy drama.
You know what I do? I blame two people. I blame the NBA for making it to where they want to get rid of all the veterans, that all the OGs in the league that were sticking around and being mentors to them. And also, I do want to blame the men for not keeping the right people in their circles. Because if you got to keep your few OGs around to tell you, hey, young fella, listen, you need to listen, you know what I'm saying? And also, you got to blame this generation, too, because some of these men, they don't want to listen. You got to sit down and listen to the OGs. The OGs may have known something. They can probably tell you, so give you some guidance to keep you from making the same mistakes that they made. Because a lot of these players, a lot of these athletes and stuff, they're doing the same shit they did in the 90s and in the 80s and stuff.
So based on what you said, that's a generational cycle.
Yeah, I agree. It's a generational cycle that we need, that I hope our young generation need to break, but nobody don't want to listen to the OGs.
The problem is, the problem with this generation, and I started noticing more and more as I got into like my late 20s, my early 30s, Jeremy, I started realizing more and more, despite that it's a generational cycle, there's not a lot of accountability. That's why relationships are what they are. Like when you see dudes literally, like true story, I go on Instagram about a week or two ago, and I'm scrolling through, like they got the little photo section of Instagram. You see all these different individuals, different companies, different like services and stuff like that. I see the first six slides of women showing their ass. Mm-hmm. No reason showing their ass. And they got a whole, when you click on their page, when you click on their on photo, they get you to like the bio section, the profile section. And they, the first thing I saw was like a LinkedIn website, like a link tree that shows like OnlyFans and Twitter and all that stuff. And like there are actual dudes paying $15 just to see a piece of ass.
This motherfucker paying $10 to see some feet, bro. That's right, man. These pictures, my nigga. So they, I believe
listen,
it.
I don't knock the hustle, but I do look at the men like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are y'all paying that shit when the damn porn sites are still free?
Yeah, I don't know.
Horrible. Just horrible, bro.
That's well, like, if you feel the need to pay somebody, go to a fucking strip club. God damn.
You know what it is, man?
It's the fantasy, man. They want them special feet that you can only get in one place.
Cause you feel they probably feel exclusive and stuff, bro. I don't know, man.
I mean, 50 niggas got that same foot picture, but you know you feel special. I mean, I guess it is what it is. I mean,
But that's the problem. If you notice,
that's something I won't get. You know.
And can I say something?
Go ahead, Juggy.
Can I say something else real quick, fellas? Check this out, man. Y'all hear me say this? Every man's only round. Your nut is more important than her womb.
Hello.
Glory.
If she don't shoot, if you don't, I mean, excuse me, if you don't shoot, she not pregnant.
True.
A condom is not a guarantee. So then what does it come down to? You got to be careful. You see, there's an entire industry set up for them to get a cash baby. It's not new. It's not new. Drea almost 40 years old. Why is she even around Jalen Green? Now, I'm not saying Jalen Green.
She used to babysit them, bro.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if you in this new generation, you got an NIL, you in a college game, you on the court, the hardwood or whatever, there's no excuses. You got access to resources that the OGs didn't have in their day. Don't throw your whole life away for what? An hour of pleasure at most? Come on, man.
Damn,
listen to me. Listen to me. Remember, R. Kelly was like, y'all playing these effing games. Somebody please help me. I'm trying to help you out right now. I'm telling you. Evaluate who it is before you stick it in there.
Because sidebar. If you don't, sidebar. If you
don't,
right.
R. Kelly. I am not babysitting your kids, bro. That's your responsibility.
Sidebar.
Hell no. Also, quit taking your damn grandparents. Stop asking grandma and grandpa to babysit their damn kids.
Let grandma, grandma, grandpa live their best life. Them your kids.
No, that's what they babysitting, bro. I don't need that.
Bro, you know what's so funny? Is like on my TikTok, there's a judge. I think it's her name, Judge Vonda. And it be these individuals. Oh, I saw her too, yeah. And they be like, well, I come see them once a week. And Judge Vonda be like, once a week? It's your baby.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm telling the young dogs that
Judge Vonda be checking their asses. She be checking the men and she be checking the women. It'd be so bro, funny.
Right. And I'm just letting y'all know, man. Let me tell y'all something. One of my best friends, you know what I'm saying? He had a kid. I don't care what they tell you, how good it looked. Having a child is expensive.
Yes, it is.
Don't be stupid. This is your warning. Having a child, make sure you're in the right place because Pampers are $40 a box.
Damn, $40
a box.
Hey, that's
for the small ones. That's for the newborns. It goes up as they get bigger. And that's just Pampers. Godfrey, I know you got a goddaughter. I know you done seen them prices, bro.
I got a niece. I had a nephew. I got a goddaughter. Trust me. And the greatest part about it is raising a child is not meant to be by yourself. That's the problem with some of these folks. They think money can solve a problem, but when at the end of the day, that money don't fix that structure that's supposed to be provided at home.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Cannon,
a lot of lessons at home, you're gonna learn them in the streets, and that's not the place you need to be learning these lessons.
The streets do not.
I was gonna say back in the day. Matter of fact, I just finished watching Club Shay Shay with Cam Newton. Like he admitted, like yo, I got 8 kids, Jeremy. Like I take care of all my kids, and at the end of the day, like my parents raised me to yes sir, no sir, yes ma'am, no ma'am. There's not none of that in this house anymore. Like. With kids, they can talk to me like I'm one of their co-workers and stuff like that. I'm too old school for this generation. I just slapped the shit out of somebody like Will Smith.
You know what? I can't even. I have to agree with him.
DC, sound logic.
All I'm gonna say is, bro. Listen, fellas. If you want guidance, you can get it. But you gotta want better for you first. Can't nobody care more than you. Can't nobody care more about your future than you. And I'm gonna tell you something else. I got a friend that work at the hospital. Most of these STDs are incurable. Oh, and they're not showing you pictures of what your meat gonna look like when it goes untreated. Go on Google. Am I lying?
Listen, I ain't touching the meat.
No Diddy.
No Diddy.
Oh, damn, not no Diddy.
Oh, boy.
Nah, but I think the real problem is because back on the like Jalen Green situation, like old girl used to babysit him.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, that's terrible, and he admitted it on Twitter.
Yeah, she used to babysit him. But also, it's the culture, man. You gotta look at when, like, you know what I'm saying? When you a nigga in the hood, you get money, you start getting these Instagram models and bad girls. You don't think about future. You just think you in the moment. You caught up in the moment. And you ain't thinking, you just like, hey man, she bad as fuck. She got about 1 billion followers. I'm about to knock her off and tell everybody and get my cred up. And I'm a baller, you know what I'm saying? I got the money. So I mean, it's just I don't know if I can blame the NBA for putting her in that position. I just blame that there's no.
Where your parents at? Where your uncle at?
Spending money. You know where they at? They're spending money.
No, they're probably spending your money that you getting from the NBA too.
They ain't spending their money, they spending your money. So I hate to say this, but it's the black culture that do that because you don't see too many white players. Their parents, well, you know, yeah, so but you know, the ones who have structure, you don't see them out here just, you know what I'm saying, wilding out, getting all 15 girls pregnant and shit like that, and blowing money fast, and then you retire, you ain't got nothing. Like, you know how many NBA players are broke right now? NFL players broke right now, has, you know what I'm saying, $50 million contract, and ain't got a penny to show for it.
Bro, I feel bad, bro. But at the end of the day, every man got to take account for himself. And if that's the way you want to go, it's not like you can't say, I gave you the full disclaimer. You know, you got to click on, I agree with the terms and conditions.
They ain't click on it.
Before you go to the next page.
They ain't click on it.
They ain't click on it.
Bro, I'm telling y'all what the game is. I'm telling you that nobody's going to be there for you when you're a single dad. Nobody's going to be there for you if you catch something. They're not going to care. So you better listen to me now. This might be your only warning.
At the end of the day, there has to be accountability for your decisions.
Yeah.
And at some point in time, like, I feel what you're saying, V, but to me, this problem was before the NBA. The NBA just exacerbated. The NFL just exacerbated the situation.
Yeah.
For your talents. There should have been structure at the home. If there's no structure at the home, hey, be mindful of the women. Be mindful of these little Instagram models. You know what I mean? Like, you should be knowing, be cognizant of, like, you're the one with the platform. You're the one with the access. They try to come up on you. You should know this. But they don't care because, like you said, they're living in the moment. All they care about is, yo, I want to build my status. And what happens with that status when you make that wrong decision?
Yo, now you got to pay for it.
Yeah.
Now you might be one of these journeyman players that's still trying to play at 17, Dang 18 no. years. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes some players, they can play that long because they love the game. But then some of the players, I had an OG story. Like, a lot of those players, they still playing that long because they broke.
Yeah. They ain't trying to go bag it at the Piggly Wiggly.
Trader Joe's or something.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you two things that stuck with me. Damn, Trader Joe's. Two things my grandfather told me at a young age that always stick with me that would probably be the reason why I ain't fucked up. One, you'll never lose women chasing men. The other one was women fuck who they want, men fuck who they get. So that's why I was always like, I ain't about to be out here wilding. Now, I'm going to have fun because I'm young, but at the same time, I got to be cognizant of, you know, the actions, the reactions, and, you know what I'm saying, the consequences of my actions. So I've always tried to be mindful of that, but, you know, it ain't always taught like that. So, you know, people don't have that structure, like y'all said, or even have that guidance at home to be able to, you know what I'm saying, get that message. Sometimes it's, hey, go out here and make this money, or, hey, you got talent, you the best, you a superstar, and they get put on this pedestal. So now they think, hey, whatever I want to do, I'm going to do.
And I know Godfrey deeply frustrated with our boy Z for the Pels.
Oh,
and, you know, he just...
Hey, man, he's balling this year, though, but...
Yeah. Balling this year, but I'm talking about the off the court.
Yeah, that beginning of the year? Woo!
Yeah,
I saw how he had that porn star, like...
I remember texting Godfrey, like, hey, what's going on with your boy Z? Because you out here thirst trapping on social media for Kendall Jenner? Kendall Jenner. Z. You could do better than that, bro.
I wish these athletes would know the Kardashian curse, man. Leave them damn Kardashians alone.
But what is – I don't understand. What do you see? Bro, go get you one of them round-the-way girls or something, man. Like,
it's bro. It's the allure of – it's that that somebody had her and they said it was great. And now the next – you know, it's like when you find, you know, some poison that somebody said was good. You know it's poison, but you still gonna try it because somebody said it was good.
If you don't go find what you want them badass, them sexy ass WNBA players and leave them Instagram thoughts alone or them Kardashians alone, man, call today.
Assuming they like men.
Full disclosure. Full disclosure. God forgive me for saying this. I was so disgusted when I found out Zion was messing with that porn star because she literally reminds me of Mr. Krabs' daughter from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Not Pearl. Not me, Pearl. Not me, Pearl.
Not me, Pearl. Pearl.
Not put me, a split Pearl. Screen, put a split screen of Mariah Mills and Pearl from SpongeBob SquarePants. You'll thank me later.
I'm good, man. I believe you, bro. I'm not even gonna go look at it. I don't even want to see it.
Oh my god, bro.
I can't even see it, bro.
Bro, I remember the screenshots of her rant, bro. I'm like, bro, there's something wrong with her, bro.
Yeah.
They don't want all that.
She wanted that big ass rant, but still got a face tattoo with Zion on her face. I'm like, how you go on this long ass rant, but you won't get the man name tatted on your face? What the fuck wrong with you?
Hey, she man. Maybe he put that Jack Swag down on her, bro. She was a woman, you know, a woman scorned is a hell of a thing, man. And then, you know, break her off a little more, tattoo on the face. You know, shit happens.
He put that hacksaw Jim Duggan on it.
Yeah. He's
Either he did that or maybe he put some New Orleans voodoo on her, you know.
Maybe he put her dog on. Hey, maybe he was his panties in the yard.
Bro, that was his diet. That was the voodoo. He got his stuff together, but here's the part that was so crazy. Like, Zion already had, like, his girlfriend pregnant, and then when that situation popped off, Mariah thought it was a good idea to expose this man on Twitter. Then on top of it all, when she did one of her rants, she came out of the blue was trying to, like, extort this man for a Benz and a couple $100,000. I'm like, wait a minute. You're a porn star, and you're extorting the NBA player for $100,000?
Hey, so
you're kind of not that good.
She was one of them porn stars who was in the game too long. She knew she should have quit, you know, 15 years ago, but she, you know, held on a little longer and then, you know.
She's talking like she's jerking ass like Scott Black. Like, stop like that. What are you talking about, bro? She's not Janice Hart or nothing like that. She's not Vicky Ayuga. Who is she? Like, bro. Hey. Like Sindo from X-Men 97. Fuck you.
Oh my god, bro.
Hey man.
Bro, she look like a Decepticon, real talk. All that degree.
Yeah, she built like shit fake too. Y'all know that, right?
Yeah, she built like Sindo from X-Men 97.
Damn. Oh my god, all that shit faking, goddamn.
Yeah.
Hey, Juggy, we might have to bring them back for next month, Juggy. We might have to bring them back next month, man.
We got to, bro. What is you sipping on over there?
Shit, Fireball.
That's what it is. That's what it is. There you go.
Some Fireball, man. I think he on some Fireball and going off like this.
Got me, Pearl.
Oh man.
Listen. I hope y'all enjoy these strays, man. The real conversation of the men's only round. Y'all tune in next month, man, because this next month will be the last men's only round for season 6, y'all. But let's go around home one last time. DC, where can everybody find you at, man?
You can catch me this Wednesday talking to our guest, Itty Bitty Ree, all the way from Philly. She's a singer, ballet dancer, and a rapper. That'll be live on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. Catch me on IG, What the Shit_podcast. I said pretty much everywhere, man. You know what I'm saying? Tell your grandma pull out that old ass flip phone, we'll be there. I mean, just everywhere, man. Billboards. I'm trying to get out here, man. I'm out here. All the way from Ohio.
Next month, let me know, man. Let me know if you're trying to run it back next month.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right.
I'm gonna support you. I'm looking for that podcast on Instagram. I'm gonna support you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, go ahead and support him. Hey, man, never know. He might bring you on his podcast, man.
Oh, for sure. You definitely get down. I got a, you know, thing I call King-ish or something like this where I get like, you know, saying 4 to 5 guys together. I got a female moderator. She asks questions, man. It's just, you know, been a good time. Real shit. I do one called Queen-ish also with a female group and a male moderator. I do a couple different things, man. Like I said, it's more than just interviews. It's really just entertainment, just trying to ease people's mind and let them realize that, you know what I'm saying? You ain't always got to be mad. You can have fun, talk your shit, and still, you know, say be cool.
That's real. Hey, Godfrey, how can the people get a hold of you, man?
That fireball got him going.
Fireball.
A couple projects behind the scenes, but hit me up on all. What's that?
Where can people find you at, man?
All right, so I know I got TikTok 504-5BOH4R. Instagram 504R_selfmade. My books, America the Beautiful Corporation, the Players Playbook, they're both available on Amazon. I'm working on a new book. I'm trying to set up something for Black America. The title of the book is going to be called Top 10 Ways to Overcome Being Black in America. I'm setting it up for next year. And got some personal projects behind the scenes. So that's how you can find me.
All right. Last but not least, my lieutenant over here, Juggy. What can the people find you at, man?
YouTube and TikTok, The Book of Clarity for all political breakdowns, especially in the state of Florida. I got some big heat coming up, and some of it going to be featuring your host, Real V Jones. Again, YouTube and TikTok, Book of Clarity. You can also find me on Twitter at BOJ Radio. Listen to me. Politics affects every part of your life. If you don't believe me, check out my channel. It will convince you.
Yes, it will. It will make a believer out of you, ladies and gentlemen. Fellas, I want to thank y'all for joining me on this month's Men's Only Round. This has probably been the most lit one out of all of them we done did, man, because this has been one fun time, y'all. Definitely got to have y'all back next month. We definitely got to run it back next month, man. I appreciate y'all.
Hey, I appreciate the invite, you hear me?
Yes.
Appreciate you, Bill. Appreciate you,
Bill. I got to come visit y'all boys.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yes, supposed to be doing something next month to St. Pete.
Bet. Hey, DC, if you ever want to come to Florida, let us know, man. Let us know. Come holler.
I was just down there in January. I went to PodFest. I'm going to be down there again. It was in Orlando. I'm going to be down there again next January.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna try to be at PodFest. I don't apply to speak at PodFest. Fingers crossed, y'all. Fingers crossed I get chosen to speak, y'all. And if they choose me to speak on MadFest, me speaking, I'm going to need y'all in my corner, man.
Hey, man, one more thing. I'm in the process of trying to set up a sports podcast, so I'm going to definitely holler at y'all. Definitely let y'all know when I get that set up.
All right.
Let me know.
Oh, yeah. I'm here for that.
But I started out trying to do sports talk radio, and then I was like, man, podcasting is way better.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I definitely agree with that, y'all. But thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to this month's Men's Only Round. Go ahead, tune in as we push for 300, y'all. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcast at. Remember to keep pouring it up, because life's problems are temporary. Just keep pushing, keep pouring it up. Until next time, y'all. Peace, ladies and gentlemen.